Joining us now is David Eltringham, General Manager of Technical Services at Horsham Rural City Council. Good morning, David.
Yes, good morning, Rebecca.
I'm sure it's been a busy weekend for you. What's the situation?
Rebecca, our city has been preparing all weekend, and the residents have been informed where properties are expected to be affected by this flood. This is going to be a big event, and I can only stress that if people can remember last September, the water will be up considerably more than that on this event. So we're looking at half a metre or more in depth of water on that event. There is a lot of activity being done by residents and council and the SES and others over the weekend in preparing and sandbagging important installations, and that work has continued during the night. But the very latest indications I'm getting this morning are that this river is really rising rapidly. So people should be aware of that. And at the moment, areas like the Horsham Caravan Park, the Horsham Tennis Courts, in there at the back of Watonga Basin, City Gardens, around that area, there will be signs of water coming back up the river in that area very early, I would suggest, today.
And where are those properties that can expect flooding as that river peaks?
Well, all those properties, the SES controller, they door knocked all properties that were expected to be affected in Horsham over the Saturday and Sunday, and they are, there's a long list of names, Rebecca, so but they're generally properties that are relatively close to the river, and those properties, I haven't got the names in front of me because there's a considerable list of streets.
And certainly all those residents have been door knocked. Everyone was informed about the coming situation?
Absolutely, and as a matter of interest, we've set up a sandbagging process, and filled sandbags have been available over the weekend at our council depot, Selkirk Drive, and we've been issuing 25 bags for affected property plus empty bags to others, and that process will continue today as we can. There are stockpiles of sand being made at the Kalki Road GWM pipeline office, North Horsham, in South Horsham, at our in our area of our pound, and people can avail themselves of that sand and fill their own bags. But during the course of the day, strangely enough, one of the effects of this flood may be that our own depot in Selkirk Drive may be impacted on also.
How many sandbags have the council made available?
We have issued 42,000.
Wow. And will that be enough?
Now, that is continuing. And so, and one of the issues we've got is that there isn't an endless supply. So what we do ask people, and we've had fantastic cooperation from people in Natamuck and even Halls Gap yesterday, we've had sandbags that have been returned to us from those places. And if people have had a flood situation that may have been a stormwater flood situation, if they can be brought back or given back to us so that we can now use that resource for the river flood situation, we would greatly appreciate it because it will help other people protect their properties.
Absolutely. And we need to prioritise that those people who really need those sandbags and make sure they get them rather than if the water was nowhere near you in September, you probably don't need any.
Yeah, and there were areas of Horsham that were affected. We've been battling stormwater issues after the rain event, and now we've got a river event, and the two are separate. And if your property was affected by the stormwater, the issue would be that most of those properties would not be affected by the river.
Now, I understand that a power substation has been sandbagged overnight. Are we concerned about a loss of power in Horsham?
Yes. Yesterday, we sandbagged off the substation at the corner of Hedy Highway and the Store Road. That's the one that we had problems with last year with an electrical fault. That was done. And then last night, I'm told the SES and council supplied bags out there, and they've put some protection into the main substation and terminal station out on Williams Road at Riverside East.
And if that is affected, what properties are we expecting will lose power?
Oh, that's a major terminal.
That would be all of us then?
That affects a big part of the western Wimmera.
We will cross our fingers that that doesn't happen.
I believe that the work that was done last night will be the security that's needed there, and that's where we are.
And we've got some word here. Is the hospital being evacuated, David?
Not to my knowledge, Rebecca. No, I have. The hospital itself is secure. There'll be water in streets. There'll be lots of water in streets around Horsham today. Later today, we had expected, but the indications are it might be a bit earlier. But there'll be a lot of water in streets. So again, what the police have been saying is just take it easy. Don't unnecessarily drive through water, and don't drive through water where you don't really know the area at all. We would prefer to keep streets where there's only a marginal amount of water in them open, because people do need to move around. But you've got to be careful, because the road condition can change, and until the water recedes, we won't have any indication of the road condition.
And I understand police have been pleading with drivers on the Western Highway to slow down at Dadswells Bridge. That water on the road over the weekend has affected the road, and we do need to slow down to 40 kilometres an hour if we're passing through Dadswells Bridge.
Yeah, there has been damage done there, and there's been damage done on the Western Highway at Burnt Creek, and our staff were working with Vic Road staff there last night to keep that or reopen that. With regard to the Western Highway through Horsham, we're expecting that the trouble spot there in McPherson Street near the Velodrome, that will again be underwater, and all of that, what was an original Anna branch of the Wimmera River, which goes down and flows down beside the leisure centre, the swimming pool, back down in around past Harvey Norman, and actually goes through the back of City Gardens. There will be water in that area. There will be water in the road system, and we will be trying with Vic Roads to keep truck traffic and four-wheel drive traffic using McPherson Street, and Council will be doing our best to keep a route available for cars as long as we can in Urquhart Street, and then later around the back in Madden Street. But we'll be monitoring that all day, and we'll be ensuring that we keep that access open as long as we can. Truck traffic will probably continue to be able to use the highway, we would expect, but cars, there may be a period where there are a problem.
Thanks very much for joining us, David. We will stay in touch throughout the morning.
Yes, and I just say to everybody that I think today is going to be a fairly testing day for us all, and my best wishes to everyone.